My name is Ashley Hoffman. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Lori, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay. Share some important lessons you've learned in your life.
I think the most important lesson that I have learned is that to thine own self be true, that you just have to live your life to your standards, because you're never going to meet everyone else's standards and you're not going to be able to make everyone around you happy. But if you're happy, then the people around you will be happy.
Very true. I like that. Okay, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Ooh, I grew up in South Dakota, and I spent, until I was in fourth grade, a little town called Wall, which had 1,000 people. And then my fourth grade year, we moved to Spearfish, which is a town of about 10,000 people, which was much better than living in Wall. Wall was very depressing, and I didn't like my childhood living there. It was everyone knew everyone's business, and when we moved to Spearfish, I had a lot more friends, and there was a lot more to do, and the scenery was just a lot more beautiful.
What was your childhood like?
Kind of lonely, but it was mixed. I had a pretty good childhood with my friends, but with my family life, it wasn't necessarily the best because my parents fought a lot. My dad was gone a lot. He drank. And so I think my best memories were my times when I would hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What lessons has working taught you?
Working has taught me that if I show up and do a good job, that it can be very, very rewarding. And I have done that for many years. I've kept the same job in a couple weeks, it'll be 31 years I've been at the same job, and it's been a great job, and I get to be of service to people because I work in the service industry, and I really like that.
Nice. Okay, if you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
I would choose to work for an airline because that's what I'm doing and I love it. When I started, I wasn't old enough to be a flight attendant, which is what I've always wanted to do. So for a couple years, I had to do reservations, which was awful, taking people's reservations for their flights over the phone. And I don't, with the internet now, there isn't such a need for that, but it was so boring. So then I went into the training department to kill a few more years till I was old enough to be a flight attendant. But now for the last 27 years, I've been a flight attendant.
Very nice.
I've loved it.
Okay, how did you find your way to your current job?
It was kind of a fluke. I mean, my first flight I took was in high school, and I loved it. I love flying. And so I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up. So I just knew I wanted to make enough money to travel places. And so I was in college for my first year, taking all the general stuff. And my second year, I was going to transfer to Wyoming with my friend, who was having lots of fun, at Laramie, big party school. So we went down a couple weeks before school started to find jobs. And there was an ad in the paper, because we're looking at the want ads, of course, and it said, if you're interested in a career in travel, come to our seminar. We're in town one night only in Laramie. So it was at the hotel we were staying at. So she and I thought, well, what do we have to lose? So we went to their seminar, and we were both convinced we needed to go to travel school. So we called our parents the next day and said, hey, can we take a time out from college and go to travel school? And they said, okay. So we drove back to Spearfish, South Dakota, packed up her car, and drove off to Vancouver, Washington, where we went to travel school. And she got hired by an airline in Texas that's not in business anymore. And I got hired by little bitty America West, a startup company that then merged with US Airways and now merged with American Airlines, and it's the biggest airline in the world.
Look at you go.
I know, right?
Okay. When you were growing up, what role did religion and spirituality play in your life?
Well, I grew up Lutheran, and we went to church every Sunday. That was just a given. But I grew up with, it was a lot of guilt. Mm-hmm. I felt bad. Like, religion always made me feel guilty, and I wasn't going to get into heaven because I wasn't doing all the right things. So I think that I was trying to do the right thing, but I knew I wasn't because I was a teenager. We were wild and partying mm-hmm. and stuff. And so I guess I didn't like the way I felt as far as the guilt part. Now that I'm older, I feel like more of a spirituality as far as my connection with my higher power. And I do still go to church when sometimes I'm working on weekends, so I can't go. But I love the worship part of it, the singing, the praise, the messages. But it's much more personal now. It's not, mm-hmm. I'm not so big on organized religion because I feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy in that and a lot of rules that are made, and yet a lot of people that are high up in positions of power within a religious organization are breaking all the rules. Mm-hmm. So it's very frustrating. And so now it's a much more personal experience for me. And, you know, hopefully I've passed that on to you and your sister.
Yeah. Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest?
Personally, I would say, I might cry. No, I'm most proud of my two daughters because they have turned into such beautiful young women. They're smart and they're funny. They're strong. And they're good kids, much better than I was. But I just look at them and I just am impressed at the women that they become. Professionally, I'm kind of impressed that I've maintained employment with the same mm-hmm. company. I mean, the name has changed, but it's been the same gig for over 30 years. And what a blessing that has been, because combining my career and the benefits that it has given me really has allowed us to travel. And that's mm-hmm. what we love to do. We've gotten to go lots of places.
True.
I feel like it's been good for me to show you the experiences of all the different places we've gone, and has helped shape you into the woman that you're becoming too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Okay, tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family.
Well, I haven't been super good at traditions because I didn't have a lot of traditions growing up. Yeah. I mean, I had some, but they weren't great. So I would say the one thing we've done consistently for the last 6 years, we've had our tradition of going to Orlando and having our girls get away in November. Mm-hmm. But as far as like holiday traditions and stuff, it's been weird because sometimes we can't celebrate the holidays right on the holiday. Uh-huh. So I don't know. Can you think of any that I'm missing?
Not really. That was the one question that I couldn't really think of anything. I mean, we're pretty standard with like Christmas and stuff. And, you know, this year we all got together for Thanksgiving, which was nice. But yeah, we're just kind of making our own, you know?
I like that.
Orlando was our tradition and we've stuck with that and gone the past 6 years. So that's been our nice little adventure.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, and the nice thing is when you have your own family, you can make your own traditions mm-hmm. that work for you. So I'm more of a kind of go with the flow kind of.
Yeah, spontaneous.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, let's go on a trip. Okay. Or, you know, just celebrating the holiday or the birthdays whenever we can.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I did like school because it was a great social event.
Uh-huh.
It came pretty easy for me. I feel like from early on, I always had an easier time in school than my brother.
Yeah.
Just And so I didn't have to struggle. He would do hours of homework. Mm-hmm. I'd get my homework done in school or right after school and then like wouldn't have to worry about it.
So you were like Aspen and I was like, Scott, it doesn't come as naturally to me.
I know, but he went way farther in school and actually got a degree. And so
that's okay.
I didn't. But you know what? What I've done is work for me and what he's done is work for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I feel like there's a lot of stuff taught in school that why are you learning it? Because mm-hmm. later in life, you're not going to use it.
Exactly.
Some of the stuff that's been taken out of school that I wish hadn't been taken out of school is like home ec. Mm-hmm. Teach kids to cook a little bit and mm-hmm. iron and sew. And just a few little things that they're going to need to do when they're out on their own. And then we had a class called, I think it was just called economics, where you had to learn to balance a checkbook and you talked about money and bills. And I feel like there's not a lot of that taught anymore. Like kids just want what they want when they want it and hope there's money for it. Or it's just very different than when I was growing up because mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot. So I had to pay attention to what I had. And I started working when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to learn to manage my money, but none of that is taught in school anymore. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like parents are dropping the ball because they don't maybe know how to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. So they don't pass it on to their kids. But
yeah, that's something I wish we learned because it's like we spend so much time taking these classes that aren't even relevant. Exactly. Right. So then when we get to adulthood, we're all like screwed.
Now, what do I need that calculus equation
for? Literally. Gosh, anatomy makes me question that every day. I don't know why I'm in that class. Okay. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
No. My adult years are much better. I mean, I had fun, but I was wild and got into some trouble. Yeah, and
different kind of fun.
It was, it was kind of a hard time for me, and I had not super some great experiences that were not super. So whatever. I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just not saying it. But my adulthood has been much better. And I like that I've been responsible and saved for a long time. Mm-hmm. So now we can go do fun stuff.
Exactly.
Take trips, travel. I can save a little, spend a little. It's all about balance. Mm-hmm. I think life is all about balance.
True. You definitely taught me that. Okay. Oh, fun one. Tell me about your wedding day. Did it go as you imagined?
Ooh, our wedding day was beautiful. We got married in Evergreen, Colorado, and you've been there a number of times since mm-hmm. your aunt lives there. And the weather was perfect. It was August, and it was such a gorgeous day. It wasn't a big wedding, but mm-hmm. we did pictures outside and it was all green, and then we went to the church and had our wedding ceremony, and then we had a horse and buggy rented to take us through the little street of Evergreen over to our reception, which was on a golf course. I've seen
pictures of you guys in that.
Yeah, and then we had our cake and a little dancing and our friends and family, and it was an awesome, awesome day.
Yeah, so when you were thinking...
Yeah, it was everything. It was like a magical fairy tale day. It was everything I thought it would be. The marriage, not so much.
Yeah, the rest of the marriage was a little shaky.
No, it was good. I mean, we had our good times, but we just weren't a good match. So
that's okay.
You see that now.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay, tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Oh, gosh, how would I like people to remember me? I think I want people to remember me as someone that tried to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. I know I have a lot of work to do on this as far as being patient, but I feel like most of the time I'm kind to people. When I'm at work, I try to make everyone I encounter have a better day and just smile at them. And I think I have a great sense of humor. You might think it's kind of corny, but
you have a great sense of humor.
I just want to be remembered as somebody who's just tried to make a positive difference.
Yeah.
And I think that I have, at least in a few people's life.
Definitely.
And that's okay. Thank you. Yeah. Even if it's only a couple people. So, you know, we don't have to all set out to try to change the world, but if we can do our part, maybe have a ripple effect.
Well, you've changed my world.
Well, you changed mine, that's for
Seriously.
Sure.
Seriously. Okay, share some of your earliest childhood memories.
Oh, goodness. Earliest childhood memories. Well, one of my earliest.
Well, if you can't think of earliest, you can think
something
of...
Something from my childhood.
Yeah, just like something, just anything, really.
Well, when we were still living in Wall, so I must have been like first or second grade. I was pretty young.
Uh-huh.
My dad bought this snowmobile, this giant, heavy snowmobile. Uh-huh. It was called like Evinrude or whatever. So, I mean, I could barely even get on it and sit on the seat because I wasn't very old, but he would let us drive it. And we could go in reverse. It had a thing where if you pulled this lever out, you could go backwards. But I would run it into stuff. Like I ran it into the neighbor's garbage can. And then we took it over to our little bitty airport. And there were like two trees. What do? I managed to hit one of the trees with the snowmobile. Yeah, so no wonder I bump into stuff once in a while.
Well, you're
it goes way back to my childhood.
You're in like first grade driving a snowmobile. I wouldn't expect you to perfect that.
What was my dad thinking? Letting us drive that snowmobile.
You know, let them live their lives. Okay, tell me about a teacher or adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I would say that my dad impacted my life the most because, well, when I was young, my mom used to say, "You're just like your dad." And she didn't say it like in a positive way. But as I got older, there were a lot of things that I had in common with my dad that turned out to be good things. And they bonded us together and... you know, he lived his life toward the end of it in such a way that made me very proud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to make me cry.
So, you know, I miss him.
Mm-hmm.
I miss him, but he had such a good sense of humor. He was funny and he was stubborn and he was all those things that have passed on to me. That, you know, I don't know. He just really made a big influence. The biggest thing influence he made is he quit drinking. And, mm-hmm. and then, so I was able, when I got to a point where it was becoming problematic, that I had his footsteps to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really... changed my life.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, he definitely.
I'm grateful for that. For all the lessons I learned when I was a child and he was drinking and then when he got sober and then I was drinking and then I got sober. So life is good.
Yeah.
But I would say my dad impacted me the most.
Yeah. Okay, last one. How has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Well, I would say that a lot of things are like I had pictured. Like mm-hmm. I wanted a family.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I'm not married to your dad anymore, that wasn't what that family looked like.
True.
So that part's different. Mm-hmm. Like I would have thought we could all still be together, and we're not. But
we still are, in a sense, because you guys are
friends. We're friendly enough, and that works out good. So
then we can all still have our family moments.
Right.
Which Aspen and I appreciate a whole lot.
It is nice. Mm-hmm. It is nice that we can be friendly, because I know a lot of couples that are divorced aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is a good person, and I'm a good person.
You both
We're just
are,
not
yeah.
really matched. So.
No, totally.
As far as... I'm living a much better life than I ever imagined mm-hmm. I would as a child. Because first of all, through my teenage years, I wasn't sure I was going to make it into my 20s. Because I was never knew if I was going to survive it. But I did, and I'm so blessed. I look around, we have not a house, but it's a home. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like home.
Yeah.
And I love this, that we've made it our home, and I feel comfortable here. I love it when you girls are here with me, mm-hmm. and even when you're not. And I love the job I get to go to every day, yeah. and I love the fact that, you know, we have a lot of freedoms. We can get up and go and travel, mm-hmm. and there's nothing I would change.
Yeah.
About the way my life has gone, the direction it's taken.
Well, that's perfect. That's very ideal.
Well, it's good. It makes me happy. It makes me grateful every day for what I have.
Yeah. Well, good.
Interview. Thanks,
Ash. I'm grateful too. Thank you.
Does it have to be a certain length?